A three-member installation crew from Revolucion frames a 21-panel solar photovoltaic system in Eva Beach. Evan Wong supervises six crews on a tight schedule.
The fourth quarter of every year, homeowners are trying to get their tax credits in, trying to get their systems installed before the year ends. We've got about 120 jobs left for the rest of the year, so we've got our fingers crossed that the weather's going to hold up for us.
The system will produce 6.87 kilowatts, enough power for an average home. But the Public Utilities Commission handed down a ruling October 12th. Chief Operating Officer Colin Yost says it gutted the net metering program, which incentivizes solar.
Under net metering, you were given credit for a full retail rate. So whatever you exported to the grid, they gave you credit at whatever they would sell you energy. So it's a one-to-one situation. Now, the export rate was dropped to 15.07 cents on Oahu, which is almost half the retail rate of around 27 cents.
Yost says the PUC net metering change cut Revolucion sales by 50%. The order also requires homeowner energy credits to be reconciled monthly instead of annually, which, Yost says, takes out seasonal variations and favors Hawaiian Electric Company.
The solar system itself, it looks like a bell curve if you look at the production of it over time. You know, it goes off very low in the winter, gets up very high in the summer, and goes down pretty low in the winter. And there can be as much of a 50% difference in production. So it makes sense to have an annual reconciliation of whatever it is you're exporting to the grid so that it all balances out.
Yost says homeowners would have to build systems for their lowest seasonal usage, which would not be financially beneficial. The PUC order also encourages battery storage or self-supply systems for homes or businesses. These systems do not send energy back to the electrical utility and have no impact on the grid or on other consumers. Yost says battery technology is currently too expensive, but the PUC and HECO are trying to develop more equitable time-of-use rates.
When it works correctly, you have a higher rate during the peak period and a lower rate during the off-peak period so that people are incentivized to not use power when power is needed most by everybody. And they can be incentivized to shift load and also perhaps to have batteries that can store up solar power. If that comes out the right way, that could help rejuvenate the industry that's taken a big blow.
In my next report, we will hear from the Public Utilities Commission and the rationale for changing the solar energy program. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.